gonna fall on the in Latin, we get started in Latin, and then we only had the 5 month schooling.
Uh-huh.
We had 2 in the summer and 3 in the spring.
Uh-huh.
And we go to school and we start Latin. I liked it. Mm. And we get so far, well, John and Mary and Sally, they come in, they want to study Latin. We'll turn back to the back. And so am I right in saying the third declension?
Uh-huh.
Is there such thing as third declension in Latin?
Yes, sure.
Well, I think that's about as far as we've gone. Uh-huh. Anyway, we get there in 3 months, well, instead of picking up and going on a little further, we turn back to the first of that thing, and so I told the same old Latin book.
I see.
Then we changed teachers. One teacher would give us the English pronunciation, and we would say, more master Matt, and then more.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking
sure.
about. They'd give us the other pronunciation.
How many years did you go? How old were you when you did you go? How old were you when you stopped attending school regularly?
Oh, I was in my teens. I wouldn't know what, I wouldn't say what teens. I was big enough to look at the gals from
I
the school.
So you'd say you had a couple of years of high school then, in translating it in today's terms.
Well, I would say it was intermediate school. I studied my grammar, and it was...
I see.
And history I hated, and I love it today.
I see. Yeah, I'd like to know if you tell me how you got interested and how you... You must then have spent... done a lot of reading... on your own, outside of school, to become so interested in genealogy.
How did I come this reading?
Yes.
Well, I wouldn't know. It is just a habit.
Uh-huh.
My father was a person that liked to read.
Uh-huh.
And when I was a boy, I'd come in town here and get the mail before we had to RFDs,
uh-huh.
And he always took the New York Wood,
uh-huh.
And he took various other magazines. So when I got grown and got to, I wasn't a good farmer. We took the Southern Cultivator, which was published in Atlanta by the Honeycutts. That's a very good thing. Then I would reach out for the Agricultural Press,
uh-huh.
And they read that, and. Then I branched out into the Breeders' Gazette. I've got the old copies of some copies of the old Breeders' Gazette, which was a wonderful livestock magazine that's published in Chicago by
mm-hmm.
Sandler's brothers. Sandler, I think. And I was always interested in livestock, and never didn't like cotton picking, it hurt your back. But I always liked livestock.
Uh-huh.
And it was sort of an inherited trait because I was raised on the fact that Uncle Tom Tubman lived down in Troop County, and he was a racehorse man and loved fox hunting and was a pretty good gambler. But
mm-hmm.
So I was raised on that tradition to love horses. It was inborn in me to love horses.
I see.
I did love and kept good. A good driver. And if I had a chance to maybe throw my leg on a horse, I believe I'd ride it for
you. Is that so? Where was your father born?
My father was born down here in Harris County.
Now is that down near LaGrange?
That is Hamilton is the county seat. It's just a county down below Troop. Northern County, just south of Troop.
LaGrange in Troop County?
LaGrange is Troop County.
I see. I think is that county on the Alabama border?
Yes, it's a border county.
Uh-huh.
That's Harris County is where